This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children in the court system. Colleen Smith with CASA speaks with Lauren Benefield, a pediatrician at the Northwest Arkansas Pediatric Clinic.
Tell me, how long have you been a physician and in what role have you served in the child welfare system over the years?
19 years, and I have served as a primary care provider, typically to children who are in foster care or transitioning in and out of their homes.
So what is the responsibility of a physician? We talk a lot about if, you know, someone sees signs of abuse or neglect, mm-hmm. you know, what should they do? And what is that role for a physician like?
We're considered mandatory reporters. So that if we see something that is suspicious for abuse or if we suspect abuse or neglect in a family, that we report.
And so can you give us some examples of what you might see as a physician?
So fractures that are inconsistent with the age of a child, bruising patterns, they're inconsistent with something that they could, something that was accidental, failure to thrive, children that aren't growing.
I think failure to thrive is such a huge mm-hmm. issue right now. Can you speak to that and explain to our listeners, what does that mean? What does failure to thrive mean?
Failure to thrive is a child who is not growing, gaining weight appropriately. And so we track a child's growth on growth charts, meaning that some children are small, but they grow. And so we're looking for their rate of growth. And so children with failure to thrive are not growing. And we're able to see that as they come into our clinic.
How long does it take to kind of narrow the field down to the fact that it might be neglect that's causing the child to fail?
It's always a process. I mean, it's just a process of seeing the child back, you know, increasing calories. You know, sometimes in the past, but even now, sometimes we'll admit children to the hospital to feed them and to show that they can gain weight if we suspect neglect or abuse. That's really the easiest way is to just admit them, feed them, and watch them gain weight, which we've done over the years.
You know, we see a lot of the children through CASA who, you know, saw a doctor for a little while, and then there was a break, and then they might have seen a different doctor for a while. Is that something that you're shaking your head?
So. Yeah. When oftentimes that children have Medicaid, and it's hard to provide to find providers for Medicaid for children in Northwest Arkansas. So they often have been seen in emergency rooms and urgent cares. They often don't have a primary care provider. Typically, their care is erratic and inconsistent.
For more on CASA, court-appointed special advocates of Northwest Arkansas, NWACASA.org.